Regarding the person involved in sexual immorality, he repeats this specific style of argument by first frightening him with his previous statements, initially cutting him off and surrendering him to Satan, and then recalling the impending day of judgment. He further humiliates him by stating, "Do you not know that your bodies are part of Christ?" Speaking from that point on as if addressing children of high birth. Although he had previously said, "Now the body is for the Lord," he now clarifies it more distinctly. He also repeats the same concept elsewhere, stating in 1 Corinthians 12:27, "Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it." He frequently uses this metaphor, not always with the same intent, but sometimes to display his love and at other times to heighten their fear. In this context, however, he utilizes it to shock and instill fear in them. Should I then take the parts of Christ and make them part of a prostitute? God forbid. There's no phrase more able to induce horror than this one. He didn't say, "Should I take the parts of Christ and attach them to a prostitute?" but rather, "Make them part of a prostitute," thus intensifying the impact.